Hare Krishna. I remembered that I have this facility also, and I thought just for a change of pace, I'll send a podcast, a visual podcast. Not that you're seeing anything new. Here's a few questions. One is from Purushottam Hirani. He says, I've been a devotee for 2 years, belong to Bhaktivedanta Manor. He chants rounds, and he says, I'd like to worship Gaur Nithai. Am I safe to install Gaur Nithai? My answer, I'm not really the person to approach on this, to get official permission. Someone who's been at the manor for 2 years, I'm sure that you have either mentors, counselors, other senior devotees with which you're communicating, who would take that responsibility, saying, yes, we think that you're qualified to do that, you're ready to do this. And so my suggestion here to Purushottam is, ask the senior Vaishnavas at Bhaktivedanta Manor. The only probably thing that I would comment on is that installing deities, I wouldn't suggest installing them. Gaur Nithai don't require installing. Worshipping is one thing, but you don't have to install them. Other deities need to be worshipped, installed. But Gaur Nithai, you can just worship like that. But that's provided that you're local authorities are in agreement. And then we have another question from Gopal. And he says, my name is Gopal, I'm 12 years old. What does it take to become a devotee, and what do you have to give up when you become initiated? Well, in one sense, everyone is a devotee who chants Hare Krishna. In another sense, sometimes the term, the use of the word devotee is, it's a very big thing to be a devotee. Srila Prabhupada, Shukadeva Goswami, Arjuna, these are devotees. And we're also devotees. They're perfect devotees. We're trying to be perfect devotees. But one thing that's common to all devotees is that they chant Hare Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked to define devotees, then he gave three definitions of devotees, the Kanishta, the Madhyam, and the Uttam. And all three of these devotees he defined on the basis of how well, or the quality with which they chant Hare Krishna. The beginners, they simply chant the holy name, the intermediates chant without offense, and the advanced Vaishnavas, they inspire others to chant Hare Krishna. So, in that way, the answer is that anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a devotee, but based upon the quality of your chanting, you're a different type of devotee. And it's that quality that one has to really cultivate. What do you have to give up when you become initiated? Well, you have to give up sinful habits, that's a minimum. And you have to give up other types of behavior or conduct that would lead to sinful habits. So there's the four regulative principles, the four don'ts, but there are many other things that also lead to that. For instance, I'm here eating the cooking of both my mother and also my cousin's housekeeper. And while they're cooking very nicely with love, at least for me, they're not cooking with devotion for Krishna. And it's recommended that one doesn't make a regular practice of eating food, especially in eating things like restaurants. It's not one of the vows that you take that I don't eat in restaurants, but if you do eat in restaurants, you're going to have a difficult time keeping your vows. Because, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one's mind becomes wicked by eating things cooked by materialistic people. So, everyone please pray for me while I'm here. And Kanchan Bali Devi Dasi is asking about what questions should she approach me with, and what questions should she approach her authorities with, and she's in Bangladesh. And my answer is, first approach your authorities, mentors, senior Vaishnavas with any question that you may have. And then if they suggest that you approach me, in this case the spiritual master in general, then by all means please do so. As soon as I finish the book, I'm going back to my answering my correspondence, which I was very good at for 30 odd years. And I'll give you darshan of Radha Damodar momentarily. And or if you really feel that it's something that's very confidential that you need to approach me with, then by all means do that. My encouragement is that from a practical point of view, both in terms of questions that relate to one's devotional service that require to be addressed quickly, as well as those things that getting a quick answer, then approach your local authorities. And of course, if there's an emergency, then you can always either email me or preferably telephone. So first contact your authorities, and then if need be, then you may contact me at any time. I'm always at your disposal. And here's the highlight of the show, and that is Radha Damodar. There they are. They're getting nice offerings here, fresh fruit. Today's a nice day. Although they're having to stay inside, I'm going to go outside. And this afternoon, for visiting my mother, I'm going to hop in the pool and go for a swim. Hare Krishna.